Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Roland Vessel, who is the CEO and director of Oilex Limited, which is listed on the ASX and AIM markets. Good day, Roland. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good to hear it. You released an RNS on the 16th of March, providing an update on Cambay. So I guess my first question is to ask, what is the status of the production restart of the Cambay field, and why the delays?
Well, essentially, we are expecting to get the go-ahead to recommence production imminently. That's a word I've used before. We are waiting for consent to produce from the Gujarat Pollution Control Board. They asked last week for a hard copy of our environmental clearance certificate, which we gave them. And essentially, they are processing the file, which is complete, and they should be in a position to remove the seal from our production flange and allow us to commence production. We are ready to produce. Everything is standing by for this one consent, and it's been a bit of a long process, and I'd just like to thank our shareholders for their forbearance, but we have done everything possible to speed this process up, but the simple answer is very, 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 very soon.
Okay, so that was going to be my second question, which is to do with the final permits. Once it's obtained, you're in a ready state. You can go into production?
Yes, everything has been tested and double tested. We have an offtake agreement. We're ready to go, and all our personnel are on standby. So as soon as we get the permit, we'll be flowing gas and earning some money.
Great, good to hear. So just a bit of red tape. Okay, do you think you can tell me what the current schedule is for the C-77H refac operation? And also, if you could, can you explain why it's been delayed?
Yes, we started the tendering process last October, and we've gone out on a very thorough tendering basis with lots of technical analysis of the bids. Unfortunately, Oilex, like every other operator in the world, is subject to delays of fracking equipment. And the driver behind this is really 3 years of oil field recession. The service companies have suffered tremendously. There's been lots of layoffs over the last few years. Equipment has been mothballed. And there is a global shortage of fracking equipment, amongst other types of equipment, but we're talking about fracking equipment here. So we've been working with the major suppliers, and we decided that in order to make sure that we could firm up a window, a slot for the equipment, we would elect to go in the July timeframe. We had hoped originally to do it at the end of the first quarter, but it became quite obvious that that was a very tall target. If we were going to achieve that, we were going to have to pay a real premium to fly in equipment, and frankly, it just didn't provide an economic justification. So right now we are scheduling a July refrac, and we're pretty much on course to be signing letters of intent with the major suppliers towards the end of this week.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay, and do Oilex plan to farm out the Cambay field? And if you did, to what extent?
Yes, that is our plan. We believe it would make sense for us to share the risk with a suitable partner. We will probably start the process formally after the refrac has been accomplished, because we'd like to demonstrate the results of that refrac to a potential farmee partner. On the other hand, if there are people that are interested in farming in, we're very happy to talk to them in the near future. But currently, that's our time frame. We would probably offer up to 50% of the license to the appropriate partner.
Okay. Do you think you could also give us an update on the status of the CSS project in the UK?
Yes. We're at the stage now where we are talking to what was known until recently as the OGA, the Oil and Gas Authority. They're now known as the North Sea Transition Authority. We are talking to them about the CCS license application, and discussion we had last week indicates that we should be receiving the invitation to proceed with that process in the very near future. So that's really the next step for us. We have undertaken a pre-FEED study, which underpinned our economic analysis. We presented the project to BASE, the Department of Business, Energy, Infrastructure, Strategy. And we've had a pretty good response from BASE. I think they welcome our project. It's a merchant scheme, so it's somewhat different from the other currently accredited schemes in the UK. And essentially, we would offer a service to the emitters. We're targeting the emissions from large combined cycle gas turbine power stations. We would offer a service to essentially capture, liquefy, transport, and sequester the CO2 emissions from those power stations. And we would do that at a tariff which would be if not significantly below the cost of the UK allowance, the carbon allowance costs that the emitters currently have to pay. So it's a merchant scheme. It's very straightforward. It's a marine solution, so we don't have any pipelines. We essentially take the liquid CO2 in tanker form from the points of emission, and we ship those CO2 cargoes to what we call a FISO, which is a floating injection, storage, and offloading vessel, which would be moored over the sequestering fields. And from there, the CO2 is pumped into the depleted gas fields for permanent storage. The two fields that we've identified as being suitable for storage are called Esmond and Forms. They're in the southern North Sea. And between the two of them, they can store about 173 million tons of CO2, which with the targeted 7.5 million tons per annum of CO2 sequestering that we have in our scheme would last for about 23 or 24 years. So we are making good progress with the project. We think we can probably get it commissioned at least as soon as the other projects, if not earlier, because, you know, it's a very straightforward and simple proposition. Basically, grab the CO2, liquefy it, transport it, inject it. That's our very straightforward proposition, and at the same time, save the emitters money.
And also at the same time, keeping you very busy on a few different fronts. My last question then, Roland, is going to be basically for the shareholders. What's a summary of what they should be looking out for in the news from you in the near future?
Well, in the near future, obviously India is the main focus for the company as far as operations are concerned. So as soon as we turn on the production, we'll make an announcement. When production is stabilized, we will announce the volumes that we're producing. They're going to be modest because we are producing from two existing wells. We will also announce when we have firmed up the contracts for the refrac of the C-77 well. And obviously, C-77 is a very key activity for us because it will enable us to prove up the viability of the full field development. So we currently produce from C-77 or can produce from C-77, but the amounts are modest. We hope to demonstrate that we can get 4 to 5 million scf's standard cubic feet of gas per day from a given future well. And that will underpin the economics. So C-77 refrac is a very, very key activity for us. And we hope to announce that probably 60 days after the refrac happens, because it's going to take that long for the well to clean up and for us to stabilize the flow. But that's going to be a very key bit of information for our shareholders. If we're successful, and we're very confident that we will be, if we're successful, then we'll go into a full field development. We plan to drill 2 additional horizontal wells at the end of this year, beginning of next year. They will be fracked as well. If those 2 wells come in as anticipated at about 5 million scf each, then that will basically pave the way for a full field development, which will be self-funded. So those are the sort of plans that we have on a very top-level basis at the moment.
Great. And we'll be happy to have another conversation with you when you announce an update. Yep. Roland, thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.